Wanted Woman is kind of one of the earlier songs that, like, everybody was feeling really great about it making it onto the album. That day it was me, David Garcia, and Josh Miller. I've written with Josh before, not a super ton, but, you know, I've definitely been around him quite a bit. He was one of the writers on Southbound. You know, I've always just liked the way he said things, and he's just a super nice guy. I feel like we always have fun when we do write together. But that one had just such super awesome, like, retro vibes to it. There's something about it that we had this, like, twangy 80s country guitar thing going on. Then it somehow sounded kind of like a fun disco-type song. But it is something different, I feel like, than I've heard in a really long time. But it's just kind of this fun 80s country disco song.
Like some cool country disco. Wanted Woman from Denim and Rhinestones by Carrie Underwood. This is Center Stage on Country Hits VOA, where an artist takes over the show and gives us a behind-the-scenes look at the making of their music. Denim and Rhinestones was released back in June of 2022, and over a year later, in September of 2023, the deluxe edition was released, which included six new tracks. So let's get into those, starting with Out of That Truck.
We had a lot of fun recording out of that truck in the studio. I feel like all the guys playing, all the musicians that were playing on it were digging it, and that's always really great. It's a great sign when you kind of feel like everybody's into it and having fun with it. It was pretty straightforward. We had a really great demo to start with because David Garcia put that together, and of course he's my co-producer on many, many things we worked on together. But yeah, it was just a lot of fun. Guys brought it, and singing it is a fun thing. This one's, I hope, one of those ones that people can just turn up in their cars or trucks and sing along to. It's Carrie Underwood. I wrote Give Her That with David Garcia and Lydia Vaughn, and it was one of those songs I feel like we had to play with it quite a bit when we were in the studio because it's a surprisingly hard song to sing. So we were messing with keys and tempos honestly longer than we probably should have, but I wanted to get it perfect, and it was just an interesting puzzle to figure out.
You can't give her that. I'm so gonna tease, but I still see it.
VOA Center Stage featuring Carrie Underwood. Are you enjoying this track-by-track journey through Denim and Rhinestones? It's not over. Another extra track included in the deluxe edition is Drunk and Hungover.
Drunk and Hungover is a song that I got sent to me from Hillary Lindsay and Nicole Galyon and Jordan Reynolds. I love the metaphor of, you know, having the relationship, like being in a great relationship as being the drunk, but then missing a past relationship being hungover. I just love the metaphor and, you know, how you can't be drunk and hungover at the same time and how it's not fair to the people that you're spending your time with. But I love the song. I love the melody. I just think it's a really cool one.
I want to kiss you right now in the middle of the street. I want your hands in the pockets in the back of my jeans. Oh, I could fall so hard so easily. You don't know how bad I want it, but honestly, honestly, I can't get out of your love and still be hung up on him. I can't be, baby, come on, for wondering where he is. I can't be looking up on your shoulder, dreaming about him. I can't be drunk and hung out at the same time. I wanna hear my name going off your lips. I wanna feel that fire in your fingertips. I wanna lose my mind like a bullet, but I can't give in till I forget.
Damage is a song that I wrote with Hillary Lindsay and David Garcia, and just like vocally and from a vibe standpoint, just a very powerful, empowering kind of song. You know, you're saying you're done with something, you're moving on, but in a very like confident kind of way. I love singing this song. I loved recording this song. This was one that when we were in the studio, I was like, I can do it again. Let me do it again. Let me do it again, because I just really enjoyed singing it and always felt like I could push it vocally one step further. And for some reason, this one's a really hard one to sing, but it feels really good to sing.
You say that you're sorry, but I don't hear you talking. You message you miss me, but you got me so on like a fool. Wanna mess with a boy like you, doing them, doing the things you do. I'm loving your life, so that's what it calls. Thank you.
everybody. It's Carrie Underwood. The deluxe edition of Denim and Rhinestones is available now. Take Me Out is a song that I have been sitting on for a while. I wrote it at the end of the Cry Pretty era with Hillary Lindsay and David Garcia. I loved it so much, but it did not have the Cry Pretty vibe. But I listened to it, like sometimes I would just get the urge to listen to the demo, and which I hate listening to myself, so I feel like that speaks volumes for the song. But I would just want to listen to the demo, and when I was trying to think of where I wanted Denim and Rhinestones to go, Take Me Out was the first song I thought of, and I love the vibe so much. There's just something very familiar about the tones and the music that we used on so many of the songs, and Take Me Out just belongs on the Denim and Rhinestones album. So I was very glad that we got to give her her moment.
Where do the days go? Routines rushing around. Seems like it's been so hard to find the time for just the two of us. Ain't nothing wrong with us. It's just sometimes love gets covered up.
She don't know. Started with Hillary and her, some movies she had like playing in her head, and she would talk about, you know, seeing this woman with bell bottoms, like high-waisted jeans and like platform shoes and feathered hair, you know, very like Farrah Fawcett, like pushing a cart down the aisles at the grocery store. The whole time, it's like we started writing from the top down, from the very first line. She smiles at me all pretty, walking up to me down aisle five, where I feel like normally when we write a song, we like have some sort of like story structure or concept, or we start with the chorus or something and kind of build around it. This one, we were just writing the story line by line, which is kind of hard because the whole time it's like, well, what does she do? Where does she go? Where is she going? What's happening? What's the punchline and what's the payoff? When you're listening to it, it kind of sucks you in. You're in this story. You're walking down the aisle at the supermarket with this woman. You see this other woman across, and you're like the whole time, even when you get to the chorus, up until the very last line, you're like, well, what happens? What happens? And it's like, this could happen. So it's a cheating song. It's a revenge song, but not really with the twist you would expect.
Miles and me are pretty, walking up to me down outside. I wave and I smile back, and I can feel her eyes on me. She's checking me out in the checkout line, Cabernet in a paperback. Yeah.
Oh,
much shooting in the zone song, doesn't she? Well, thank you, Terry, for co-hosting Country Hits VOA and taking center stage to share your stories behind the songs in the deluxe edition of Denim and Rhinestones. We are all looking forward to your next project. Thank you also to UMG Nashville. This has been Country Hits VOA, brought to you by Voice of America. I'm Nikki Strong. See you next week. Bye, y'all.